an open file.
What a treat this is. Destiny's Child makes his return. He's on 93.7thefam.com on the video. That you can follow there. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us in a variety of ways, right? The Odyssey app, 93.7thefan.com, or driving around in your car the old school way. Andrew Destin of the Post Gazette. Sure, he covers the Pirates, but he also covers the Penguins. Andrew, nice to have you back here. You're on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And here's my question. Being around that team, is there any sort of vibe that these two games are important for Mike Sullivan regarding his job security? Because as we've been talking about today, I would argue in any other market, in any other sport, when you've had the lack of success for an extended period of time now that Mike Sullivan has had, and you're off to a disastrous start right now, your job would be in jeopardy. Is his?
First off, thanks for having me as always, Joe. It's good to catch up. I don't think it can be in jeopardy here, frankly. I mean, being around the team, it hasn't been a ton for me, frankly, in the early goings here, just with some time off in between baseball season and hockey season. But getting back into the swing of things, being around the team the last handful of days, it really doesn't seem like the job is in jeopardy. And that's not to suggest that the Penguins aren't serious about winning or anything like that. I think it just goes to the point of, I think it's hard really to pin the blame on Sullivan too much for what's going on here at the start of the year when you contrast that against the roster construction. Frankly, based on my observations just in the early going, you could make the argument that this roster is worse than last year's. And I think that would be a fair one, especially when you take into account the declining play of the superstars. Erik Karlsson in particular is somebody who has really struggled in the early going, whether that's a factor of him coming off the preseason injury, whatever it may be. But that's all to say that I don't think Sullivan's job is in jeopardy, and I understand the sentiment of in other markets, in other situations, that sure, maybe the seat would be a little bit hotter. But as you astutely pointed out in your writing today, Joe, I mean, this is a guy who still has time left on his contract, 2 years beyond this season. Fenway Sports Group has made it very clear how highly they think of Mike Sullivan. And I don't think that's going to change just based off of an early season losing streak that, admittedly, this has been a really rough stretch for the Penguins. But you also have to factor in the fact that part of that was the Western Canada road trip. So I don't think the job's in jeopardy yet. And frankly, I would be really surprised for it to get into jeopardy really at any point this season.
Yeah, it wouldn't be based off the start. It would be based off two radically underachieving seasons in a row where they didn't even make the playoffs, compounded and followed up by an all-time disastrous start, just to be clear about that. But if that's not the vibe, I'm not surprised that that's not the vibe you're getting. I think, a function of what Fenway Sports Group thinks of Sullivan, of the time left on his deal. I think they want to be the Steelers, quite frankly. But the reality right now, Andrew, is they have sunk to the bottom of the league. And the other thing that comes up for me is, now that you're here, why not stay? Why not start to move out some good players? And I realize there's contracts that are tough to get rid of, but why not make that attempt as an organization to start to lose more? I hate to say that, but anyone who knows the history of the Penguins knows that such endeavors have actually saved the franchise.
Yeah, I think that's certainly something that will be in play as the season progresses. It's probably a little premature right now. I'm not saying that they would wait until March, until the trade deadline or anything like that, but there's a couple factors at play there, Joe, right? And you mentioned one of them with the contracts. A lot of these guys, you can look at it based on the various contracts that they've got, guys like Brian Rust, Ricard Raquel, et cetera. Various players, it's different situations, right? Whether it's no trade clauses, whether it's hefty contracts. For instance, a guy like Erik Karlsson, moving him would be a really difficult endeavor just based off his level of play and the money. Right now, the Penguins are on the hook for $10 million of that contract for the foreseeable future. So a lot of these contracts, it might be easy to say.
Well, if the idea is to lose, then I think keeping Karlsson is a great idea. I guess I'm thinking about other guys on the team, like a Raquel, a Brian Rust when he's healthy. Would anybody, could you entice Chris Letang into taking a deal? You send Bloomquist to the minors. You recall Tristan Jarry. Now we're really talking if the idea is to lose.
Right. And the Jari one is a salient point, too, because I think that's such an important component of this, A, for this season and for the future, because beyond this year, three more years on the deal, paying him a lot of money. You don't want that to be a Jack Campbell situation like last year in Edmonton, where you're buying out the contract and it's dead cap money. In a perfect world, which this is me being way too half-class full, but in a perfect world, you bring Jari back up at some point and he plays to some manageable level of play and at least proves that he's somewhat closer to that all-star form of the past.
Yeah,
it's very wishful thinking on my end, but he would be the type of guy that, again, if you're looking to move guys off who could help you lose in a theoretical world, Jari would be the type of contract you would love to shed. But I think Raquel is certainly a top candidate just given how well he has played in the early going. He's somebody who has been moved previously, going from Anaheim to Pittsburgh. The contract is relatively manageable. If I remember correctly, it's $5 million per year. So I look at Raquel as a prime candidate for somebody who, A, has played well, and if you were to subtract him from the lineup, it would certainly help the Penguins lose more while also getting assets for the future.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette. Yeah, man, I think this was headed in that direction anyway. And like I said, maybe they've arrived early. And maybe this precipitates a talk with Sid. In fact, if the organization did decide that, hey, we might as well start the blow up now, then you have to have a conversation with him on, you know, are you willing to go through this? Or would you prefer to go to another team that's winning, that has a chance to win? And then, you know, you honor his request either way. What sense do you get with Sid? Do you think if this thing were a total blow up that he would want to stick through it? That his one team legacy would override the desire to win another cup?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wanting to speak on his behalf in any way like that, but I will suggest this is that just being around him the last few years, getting to understand his legacy and how much he means to the city of Pittsburgh and how much the city of Pittsburgh means to him, I would be frankly pretty surprised if he were somebody who would ask out. He had the opportunity to play through the contract and let it go and become a free agent next year and, you know, showed his financial commitment to the team with signing that extension and making it very clear publicly that he's on board with what won't be a, you know, particularly easy process. This is kind of, to equate it to another sport, it was kind of like the Warriors with the two timelines thing of a couple years ago. Of
sure.
Have your core, but also try to rebuild. That's kind of what the Penguins are going for here. And obviously in the early goings, it is looking disastrous, to use your word, Joe. But I would be very surprised if Sidney Crosby were to want out anything of that nature. Being here these last 20 years, going into this 20th NHL season, he wants to be here. He's made that clear. I would be pretty surprised. It would be a pretty significant pivot, in my mind at least, if he were to want to ask out and want to go play elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would completely respect it and honor it. I think everybody else would, but it's become more interesting to me here because things have changed. You know, I don't know that he signed up for a complete blow up rebuild. Maybe he signed up for this vague rebuild, get some second picks back in trades, whatever Kyle Dubas is said to be doing right now. You mentioned the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I mean, they still made the playoffs last year. They're still bringing in some young talent, and they're still kind of winning. They're off to a good start. This,
right.
What is this? I don't know what this is, but I think when Crosby signed, the implication from him was, hey, we're at least going to try to still win, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, this is significantly worse than expected, right? You couldn't have predicted Tristan Jarry to be at a level where it's unplayable in the NHL and has to go to the AHL to figure it out there. Couldn't have predicted Blake Lizotte, you know, starting the year injured. And that's not to say that he's the franchise savior or anything, but that's a young guy who plays with young guy who plays with speed, who at least could help your bottom six. Brian Rust being injured at the start and now being injured out week to week. Like, pretty much everything that could go wrong feels like it has gone wrong for the Penguins. And we're seeing that embodied in, you know, moves from Mike Sullivan, like putting Sid and Gino on the same line, right? First time they've started a game together in a decade. Moves like that suggest that there is certainly a level of urgency here to somehow find a way out of this. But yeah, I think the dynamics have changed. I'm curious if that would change any internal conversations between somebody like Dubas and Sid, but no indications of that, at least based on what we're witnessing, what we're hearing. But my takeaway on it has this couldn't have gone much worse to start things off. I'm very curious how the next few weeks go, because frankly, if they keep playing like this, as you pointed out, Joe, they could be swimming with the Sharks the rest of the season.
Well, let me ask you this. What if this grows to 8 games, 10 games, 12 games? Does Tom Werner have a line that can't be crossed? The Penguins are on a 12-game losing streak and last in the NHL. Is it just completely off the table to change coaches?
That's a tough one. I mean, if I were running the team, I would say that you have to consider it. I mean, there's so many factors at play here, right? The finances of having a guy under contract, you'd be paying him not to coach, the 2-time Stanley winning cup. All of those resume things are important, but when you look at recent history, what have you done for me lately? Yeah, Penguins haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years after that extended run of doing so. Off to a terrible start this year. You know, in this theoretical world, it would only be getting worse. I don't know necessarily if it's firing Mike Sullivan, but it would have to be some kind of change-up. Maybe it's making a really significant trade, making a big splash, dumping some, you know, players like a Raquel to make a very clear signal of, okay, this season is lost. Let's recruit whatever benefits we can in the early goings and maximize the value of trading a guy like Raquel. And, you know, that's a speculative world, but hey, if you're going to trade the guy in March, why not trade him in November, right? Maximize that value, get as much as you possibly can for anybody on the roster who is meeting expectations or exceeding them. So if this season keeps trending in the direction it's going, frankly, I don't think a coaching change is going to save them. In my opinion, this is not a playoff team, at least as the way the roster is constructed. So if the concern is that making a coaching change would be what it takes to get this team back on track, this is not last year's Oilers team, where at the beginning of the year, they struggle mightily, they make a coaching change, and then all of a sudden they come within one game of winning the Stanley Cup final. I don't think that kind of change would be what puts the Penguins over the top. It's too flawed of a roster. It's too old, too veteran, too injured. There's just so many factors here to me that say that a coaching change, in my opinion, wouldn't be what fixes this team.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High is 79 today with clear skies. In less than a minute, you also cover baseball. Story in the Post-Gazette about McCutchen and his future. Will they bring him back? Should they bring him back in less than a minute?
Yeah, kudos to my colleague Noah Hiles for writing that one up.
The Noah Constrictor, yes.
we love the guy. I would say that could they bring him back? Absolutely. And should they? In my opinion, yes. This guy means too much to the franchise. He has demonstrated that, yeah, he's limited in terms of not really being able to play the outfield anymore and that injuries can bang him up, especially at this veteran stage in his career. But they've said it publicly, the Pirates as well as McCutchen, as long as he can play and wants to play, he wants to do so here and they want to have him here. So I would say that in my personal opinion, I would bring back McCutchen. And it's not because he would be a charity case. It's far from it. He's somebody who has demonstrated he can still play at this level. It's not going to be a contract that breaks the bank. You can continue to go on a year-by-year basis for as long as he wants to and make sure you're not locking yourselves into some dead pot contract. I think you keep bringing back McCutchen and you do it for what you did last year. Do it for a year and $5 million. There's nothing wrong with that.
Andrew Destin, read his stuff at postgazette.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk maybe next week, huh?
Sounds like a plan to me. Thanks for having me, Joe.